next standard, International Standard on Auditing number 200. This one deals with the objectives and general principles of auditing. So first of all, what is the objective of an audit? Well, the standard says the objective of an audit is to express an opinion. In terms of the general principles, the auditor has to comply with the code of ethics. The code of ethics that we have in the United Kingdom is issued by the Auditing Practices Board. And if you're interested, this is mentioned on our first podcast on auditing. Thirdly, the auditor should use professional scepticism. What's professional scepticism? Well, it means that we accept information only after we've scrutinised it and confirmed it ourselves. We don't take anything at its face value. Next, we should use international standards on auditing, the law and any other regulation when we're carrying out our audit. We should also look for reasonable assurance when we're carrying out our audit work, as opposed to absolute assurance, which may in some cases not be possible to attain. So we should look for reasonable assurance only. We should only be concerned with material items when we're carrying out our audit work. And that is that we should be concerned with items that are significant to our audit report. Now, ISO 200 talks about the idea of audit risk. And it tells us that audit risk is the risk that the auditor will reach the wrong conclusion on the audit. You might think that audit risk is the risk that there's an error in the accounts. Well, it's not. Because if there's an error in the accounts and the auditor spots it, then the auditor has carried out his work properly. So the risk for the auditor is basically that he doesn't spot the error. He reaches the wrong conclusion. Now, why do we get that audit risk? Well, the standard says that the audit risk is made up of three separate risks. Those risks are as follows. First of all, there's the risk that errors will arise in the client in the first place. This is known as inherent risk. Each client is inherently risky, and some clients are more inherently risky than others. You know, if you think about it, a business that has lots and lots of cash transactions is going to be inherently risky in terms of the amount of cash going through the tills and the likelihood of that cash being lost or stolen. A business with a new management team is going to be more inherently risky than a business with an experienced management team. Every business is inherently risky. The second risk we have is control risk. Now, some clients, not all of them, but some clients will have control systems. The control systems will be there to catch the inherent risks, to stop those inherent risks actually getting into the accounts. So the control risk is the risk that the internal control system doesn't stop errors getting into the financial statements. So that control risk could be two things, couldn't it? It could be the fact that there's no control there in the first place, because if there's no control, the error's going to get through. Or it could be that the control that does exist isn't very good and that the error gets through anyway. So that's control risk. So we've got inherent risk and control risk. The third risk is the risk that the auditor doesn't spot the errors. And this is called detection risk. You know, at the end of the day, if the business is extremely risky, if it's got lots of inherent risk, if it's got no real control system and tons of errors end up in the financial statements, as long as the auditor spots that, then he'll come to the right conclusion. So the detection risk is the risk that the auditor misses these errors that have got through into the financial statements and reaches the wrong conclusion. And what the auditor wants to do on his audit is to make sure that he reduces the level of risk that he has as an auditor. Okay, so that's ISO 200 dealing with the objectives and general principles of the audit.